Hi, this is Jim Butcher. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Junk Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the first version of the Geek Dashboard. The Geek Dashboard is the podcast that I use for just geeky stuff. If you're looking for sci-fi podcast, I have two different sci-fi podcasts. The Sci-Fi FX, which is my movie reviews and entertainment. That's over at sci-fifx.com. And we have the Sci-Fi Junk, which is all TV. Everything about every TV show you've ever wanted to watch. If you want a new review of it, go out to sci-fijunk.com. All three podcasts are available at sporadic times. We're trying to firm up that schedule a little bit. I'm looking for a few more guest hosts to come on and fill in some of the ranks, and then we will be off and running. So, I wanted to get on today and do the inaugural podcast here. Not got anything special to go on. I wanted to tell you about the three different podcasts that are being launched. And I wanted to go in a little bit on the on a movie, the new Jason Bourne movie that was just out. It was 10 years since Jason Bourne, which is played by Matt Damien, had walked away from the agency. It trained him to become a deadly weapon, hoping to draw him out of the shadows. The CIA director Robert Dewey, assigned hacker and conspiracy agent expert Heather Lee to find him. Lee suspects that the former operative Nikki Persons is also looking for him. As she begins hacking, tracking the duo, Bourne finds himself back in action, battling for a sinister network to utilize terror technology to maintain unchecked power, blah, blah, blah. It's more of the same Bourne stuff. It wasn't a bad movie by any means, and it wasn't a great movie by any means. The description is a little bit inaccurate, though, as I recall. She stumbles across this. Now, she kind of has a little bit of a background, so you could understand her stumbling across it. Maybe she was out there actively looking for it. I didn't see it that way. Let's look into the movie a little bit. What did I find that was truly, that's just stuck with me, that is truly wrong? I have a hard time believing that everything can happen. The police can show up that fast in the midst of all that craziness. It was point blank annoying, almost. It was, you walk into a 7-Eleven, you hold up a gun, and the cops come walking in behind you saying, I'm here to arrest you. It was very, very annoying. And it happened over and over and over. The movie itself is not bad. Not bad at all. I mean, it's entertaining. It's action. It goes from city to city. Kind of giving you, you know, instead of having the one suspenseful event, you have multiple events throughout this where he's facing issues and doing things. I didn't see as much of the intelligent Jason Bourne in this one as we saw in the past. He seemed to kind of fall into their traps to make it more interesting this time, as opposed to him leading them on. It was kind of him running a little bit more. And the Nikki Persons part of it was actually pretty good also. I was kind of surprised to see how that one went, and I will not divulge the spoiler there until a few more of you have seen it. But overall, it was very entertaining. It was very fast-paced. If the police had showed up at a more respectable time frame, without waving their magical wand, I would have been a lot more entertained with it. Some of the special effects for the car chases was pretty cool. They may have been a little bit exaggerated, but not knowing how the SWAT team's truck is powered and all that, maybe not. It was quite entertaining. I didn't really have too much of a problem with it. I went in expecting a Jason Bourne movie. Got a weak one compared to some of the others. I mean, it had great special effects, but I don't think we saw in the previous Jason Bourne movies, at least from my little world, he was, you know, especially trained deadly weapon that knew, you know, all the different surveillance, knew exactly where to look, exactly what to do and everything. And this time, he didn't seem to be, it didn't seem to be that way. It seemed to be he kind of got himself exposed on accident a couple of times and kind of ran and that. So that was a little bit disappointing. It wasn't too bad. I'm not sure exactly what they could have done differently, because they needed something to cause these two to conflict, which they had done, you know, several times in the past. And I'm not sure, other than the police showing up, but there's a whole lot that I personally would have changed. It was a pretty good movie. That said, that's about all there is for this week. I didn't really have a whole lot other than that one movie, and it wasn't anything spectacular to write home about. It's a good movie. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it about a, about a 7. It wasn't walkoutable. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It just was it was a Bourne movie, a weak one, but we will look forward to the next, and moving on. We will see you in the online, and hope to see you again in the next podcast. Talk to you then. Thanks. Bye.